Finita Ranch blocked for the fifth time as Santee Community Center enters main build. The Finita Ranch housing development has been blocked by courts for the fifth time since it was first proposed in 1999. 27 years of legal and political battle over 3,000 homes on wildfire-prone hillsides northeast of Santee. In early June, both the San Diego Superior Court and California's 4th District Court of Appeal issued separate rulings striking the project down on the grounds that the city of Santee improperly attempted to bypass a required public vote. The Center for Biological Diversity and Preserve Wild Santee have been prominent opponents throughout. Van Collinsworth of Preserve Wild Santee has repeatedly cited wildfire risk as the central concern. The project's backers have not yet announced their next move. The five rejections have not all rested on the same grounds. This most recent ruling turned on a procedural question about bypassing a required public vote, distinct from the environmental merits. That distinction means the project could theoretically return if backers pursue a direct ballot initiative, placing the 3,000-home development before Santee voters in a formal referendum. If that path is taken, the legal landscape changes significantly. Whether the development group files for a ballot measure in the next 90 to 120 days is the concrete signal worth watching. The underlying tension, regional housing demand versus fire risk in constrained geography, does not resolve because a court says no. Meanwhile, a different kind of construction is well underway in downtown Santee. The $26.8 million Santee Community Center project is entering its main construction phase. Phase 1. Building a new parking lot adjacent to the Cameron Family YMCA at Tittle 129 Riverwalk Drive is wrapping up in June. Phase 2, the main two-story 12,500-square-foot building, begins this month and runs through September 2027, with the full center expected to open in November 2027. YMCA summer camps have relocated to Rio Seco during construction. On fire safety, Santee's $7.2 million FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program focused on the San Diego River Corridor is in its Phase 1 environmental review, supplemented by an additional $907,568 from the San Diego River Conservancy. The public comment window on the draft environmental impact report closes Sunday, June 22nd. The Santee City Council is also weighing a pilot program to install 6 automated license plate readers at key locations around the city to assist the Sheriff's Department in investigating crimes and tracking stolen vehicles. Privacy advocates have raised concerns about mass surveillance and the potential for wrongful stops. No council vote has been scheduled yet, with the next regular meeting on June 24th.